Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
I just want to ask you about Spencer. Opening day, and yeah. I grew up watching the Mets and Tom Seaver do it for 9 or 10 years in a row, and there haven't been many guys where I thought, wow, that guy could be a guy who does this that many times in a row. You just talk about it a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's obviously, you know, he's a special player, you know, with his stuff, the fastball so elite. You know, I think the cool thing about him is just, you know, what he does off the field, from the preparation to his homework to, you know, what he does to get ready for every fifth day. You know, he's earned it. You know, I think that's pretty cool. And I, like you said, I think he's somebody that's got a chance to be the opening day for quite a while. So I don't expect this to be the first and last one.
What's the view from third base?
It's super fun. You know, it just, you know, I don't get a whole lot of action, unless it's on like a slider, guys out front that catches it. But you know, it's just like I said, he's so dominant. This stuff is so good. You know, I always tell people, I'm glad I'm not facing him. I'm glad I'm playing defense for him.
When you heard he came in with a curveball and then started showing it?
It was pretty sweet. And it's good. I mean, you know, like I said, you add a third or fourth, you know, pitch to stuff that's, you know, guys like him, you're making, as hitters, you're making educated guesses up there, because the stuff is so good and it's getting on you so quick. You know, just having to worry about another pitch for hitters, I think it's only going to help them, and only going to make it tougher for those guys.
I've spoken to a lot of older guys. They would tell me Frank Howard, Gary Sheffield in the last generation, third baseman who go, oh, it could get down here real quick, I better be a little bit more prepared. Who are the guys playing today that when you're standing,
you know, you guys like Stanton, Judge, Pete Alonso hits them pretty hard down there to me. You know, Soler would, you know, when he was with Miami, get down there pretty quick. You know, for me, it's like those guys that top spin them down there. It's those one hoppers that are like 103 to 105. You know, they're getting on you pretty quick. That's just a few of them. But there's some, you know, there's a lot of guys that hit them pretty hard to me.
You've talked about it. You know, the Gold Glove is something you want to win. Is there a part of you that wishes guys bunted more to show a little bit more defense?
No. Because, you know, to me, that's a different kind of positioning. You know, whenever guys that do bunt, you know, having to just worry about something else. So, no, I think it'll come. You know, I get plenty of opportunities, you know, from ground balls. So, I mean, no, I don't think that's something that I would want.
I think a lot of guys have won Gold Gloves back in the old days when third baseman who played the bunt.
Yeah.
They were just Roland was exceptional.
Right.
Chipper was incredible with the bare hand play.
Yeah.
I just, as a defensive-minded guy, I just think that one of the ways you really show how good defensively you are is being able to handle that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think it's just something that, you know, growing up as a little kid, it was just one of those plays that was super cool and you always wanted to do it. So it's just, I think that's one of those things. I practice it in the off season, you know, because like I said, it doesn't happen too often, but when it does, you know, you try to be prepared. So, I don't know. I've been bunted on twice already this spring, which is kind of usually unusual. So, you know, maybe so.
90 feet, it's amazing. It's been 90 feet forever. But the amount of bang-bang plays that still exist in the game, it's kind of incredible how nobody's ever thought about changing 90 feet because you still get plays at first base that are bang-bang.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, I think there's – you know, I'm a big believer in stuff that's been in the game. You know, you would change the game drastically. And they've been playing it that way for a really long time, and I think they've, you know, it's kind of been figured out. And you know, for me personally, it's like I've worked my whole career on my internal clock of you know, knowing runners, knowing how far they got to run, and stuff like that. So I think that, you know, a lot of that goes to, like I said, guys working, you know, their whole career on their internal clock and knowing how much time they have when a ball's hit, knowing speeds of ground balls, to runners, to all that stuff that goes into play for those bang bang plays.
Do you know when it leaves your fingers if you have a guy?
For the most part, yeah. I know. I would say 95% of the time, whenever I let the ball go, as long as it's a good throw, I know if I've had time to get them or not.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.